الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, today is the first of Sha'aban. And within a month's time, inshallah, we'll all be in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. The Mubarak month of Ramadan has different salient aspects as mentioned in the hadith. Tilawat of Quran Sharif, Taraweeh Salah at night, I'tikaf in the last 10 days, Laylatul Qadr. But the most salient aspect of the Mubarak month of Ramadan is the fasting of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. The rozas that a person keeps, which is the fourth pillar of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that Islam has five pillars. And from these five pillars, the fourth pillar is the pillar of fasting. And a person who upholds the pillars of Islam is actually upholding Islam itself. And by us trying to fulfill these pillars of Islam and to do it correctly in a manner shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are actually upholding Islam itself. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says so beautifully in a hadith, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. That person who fasts in a month of Ramadan with iman and with hope of getting sawab and reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all his past sins and all his future sins. In the Quran Sharif, Allah ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O you who believe, Allah has made fasting compulsory upon you like He made it compulsory on the nations before you. All Anbiya alayhi salam, the people of the past, they would also fast. And Allah Ta'ala has made this fast compulsory on this ummah as well. So you see this fasting, great pillar of Islam. And when it comes to the Mubarak month of Ramadan, then we all should try and see how we're going to hadith. The fil jannati thamaniyatu abwabin. In Jannat there are eight doors. Babun yusamma lahu ar-rayyan. And there's one door in Jannat that's called ar-rayyan. La yadukhuluhu illa sa'im. Those people who fast in Ramadan, Allah has reserved that door of Jannat for them, that they will enter from that door of Jannat. Allah make us such, make it such for us that we enter into Jannat from all the doors, inshallah. But this door for a person who has fasted in Ramadan, then Allah has secured this door for him. Now the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ, that the person who fasts in the Mubarak month of Ramadan,
then there are two moments of extreme happiness and joy for him. Person who fasts in Ramadan, there's two moments of extreme happiness and joy for him. Farhatun عند الإفطار. One moment of happiness and joy is at the time of iftar. That when it's about Maghrib time, the dastarkhans are laid, you're in the masjid, someone is reading Quran on one side, someone is crying and making dua on the other side, someone is making dhikr of la ilaha illallah, someone is making dhikr of istighfar, some people are laying out the dastarkhan, the savories are all there, milkshake on one side, all the other delicacies on the dastarkhan. There's about a minute left. The whole environment in the masjid is electric. And the muazzin calls out the adhan. The person picks up his kajur at that time. Allahumma laka sumtu wa bika. What a moment of ecstasy and happiness for a person who's keeping roza. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one moment of ecstasy and joy for that person at the time of iftar. Wa farhatun inda liqa'ir rahman. And the second moment of ecstasy and joy for the person who fasted in Ramadan is when he will meet Allah. On the day, Allah make it such that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will be so happy with us that this man fasted in a month of Ramadan. He left all his desires. Food and drink which was halal for him, he left it just for my sake, for my pleasure. It will be the best moment for a person, a moment of ecstasy and happiness and joy when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many virtues mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. لَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ أَتْيَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the fragrance that comes out of the mouth of the fasting person is more fragrant in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. Musk, which is such a fragrant perfume, such a fragrant itar. But this Allah ta'ala loves it even more. So the virtues upon virtues for a person who tries to uphold this pillar of Islam. So how important it is for us that we fast during the Mubarak month of Ramadan. A few days ago, walked into one shop. Bengali brother is standing there. He's asking, Maulana, when is the Ramadan? So it's about a month left for Ramadan. So he says, Maulana, a lot of our Bengali brothers not fasting in Ramadan. Make some fikr. We have a program or something. We can try and encourage them. Said, okay, you make some fikr. Inshallah, we'll have one program. But we all have to try within our limitations to see that we're going to uphold this pillar of Islam. A maktab apa in her class, she'll sit and encourage the children in her class to fast in Ramadan. A school teacher in his class, the Muslim students, he'll encourage them in Ramadan, he'll always be fasting. Shopkeeper in his shop, the customers and the staff that are under him, see that they are fasting. Sometimes a new Muslim, he accepted Islam this year. He hasn't experienced the Ramadan in his life. But we have to try and encourage that how we can uphold this pillar of Islam. And every person within his limits, we see inshallah, Allah can record our names from those who upheld the pillar of Islam and who upheld Islam itself, inshallah. So we try and see how, within our limitations, we try and uphold this pillar of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the virtues, so many virtues he has promised. Therefore, when the month of Ramadan comes, then a person should happily fast. It mustn't be that a person, he grudgingly fasts now. He's grudgingly, hey, Ramadan is coming now, and the rozas are going to be very long. Friday after Jummah, do not miss my dal and rice. Can't have my cigarette. These kind of statements must never come out of our mouth. We must think to ourselves the whole year, Allah fed us, He gave us to eat, He gave us to drink. And we enjoy it so much. For 1 month, Allah is, Allah, happily I'm going to do this for you, Allah. For your pleasure, I'm going to happily fast. I'll stay away from food and drink for your pleasure. And I'll do it willingly and happily. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when somebody asked him what he loves the most in this dunya, he mentioned three things. Sawmu fi safe. But darbu be safe. One of the things, it's a long discussion, but one of the things that is mentioned there is, from the things that I love the most in this dunya, is to fast on a hot summer's day. When the thirst is burning in my throat, and it's extremely hot, then that's the thing I love the most. Because I know Allah is happy with me. Allah is pleased with me, and on the day of Qiyamah, when I stand before Allah Ta'ala, the announcement will be made to me, Kulu washrabu hani'am. Bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliyah. Now eat and drink happily. How much you want to eat for those days that you spend hungry in this world? Sahaba kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, it was their practice. Even their little children, they would encourage them to fast. You must keep roza. So at the age of 6 or 7 years old, they would encourage them. Like namaz, we encourage our children at the age of 7. So at the age of 6, 7, we encourage the children to start fasting. And the Sahaba kiram would do it like this, that towards the end of the day, when the children are now crying out of hunger and you want to break their fast, they take them outside and play with them. Play with them, get them involved in some play and amusement till the Maghrib Azan goes, and then they'll break their fast. And in this way, they were encouraged. Actually, we too should encourage our children and give them some reward, give them some prize at the end of Ramadan. MashaAllah, you kept all your fast, here's a gift for you. So in this way, what we're trying to do is we're upholding this great pillar of Islam. As in Maulana Qasim Nanotwi Rahmatullah Ali, the founder of Darul Uloom Deoband, as in Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentions, he says, in Deoband, there's a lot of Muslims, a lot of Hindus, a lot of masjids, a lot of mandirs. So one of the Maulana's Hindu neighbors died. And Maulana Qasim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali saw him in a dream. And he sees this Banya, this Hindu, he's in Jannat. So Maulana is surprised. Lalaji, tum Jannat mein ho ya kaise ho sakta? It's impossible for you to come here because this is a no entry zone for you. How you entered up here in Jannat? He said, Maulana, let me tell you my story. It was a Mubarak month of Ramadan. And Muslims were all fasting in Deoband. My son came out of his house. He got a sandwich in his hand. He's eating in public. So he said, I shouted him. I gave him one slap. And I told him, don't you know the Muslims are all fasting? You should have this much respect for this month. Go in the house and eat where no one can see you. He says, because I respected the month of Ramadan. And I respected this aspect that Muslims are fasting in Ramadan. 2 days before I died, Allah gave me tawfiq to read Kalima. And I passed away with Iman. Just for respecting the Mubarak month of Ramadan. So with this spirit, when you look at the spirit mentioned in the hadith with regards to ibadat, when a person is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you'll find, for example, zakat. Person has to give his zakat, so he has to take out his wealth and pay zakat. Time of qurbani, he has to buy an animal, and he has to slaughter that animal. He has to go for hajj, he has to spend his money, his time. So the words mentioned in the hadith you'll find is, fatibu biha nafsan, do it with a good heart. Do it with a good heart. A person is doing it, and he's doing it with a good heart. He's looking for a qurbani animal, so what's 1,500 for this animal? Anything going for 1,450 rand? So not with that spirit. I'll spend whatever I need to spend, I'll give it for Allah. When I wanted, Allah gave me the best. And now when it's time for me to give for Allah, I must give the best. So a person is fasting also, he's doing whatever ibadat he's doing it with that niyat and with that spirit, that how I can do it the best for Allah. So I'm fasting also, and I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll stay away from everything, but I'll do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person who is in roza and is fasting, remember he's in the ibadat and the worship of Allah. And Allah ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I've created you for the purpose of ibadat and worship. So whilst we are fasting, remember, we are in the ibadat and in the worship of Allah for which we have been created. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that if a person misses out a fast of Ramadan for no reason, a person who misses out the fast of Ramadan for no reason, he can fast day after for the rest of his life. He can fast day after for the rest of his life. He will never ever be able to cover up for that one fast that he missed in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. This is the greatness and the virtue of just one fast that a person keeps in the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And if a person breaks his fast for no reason a person just broke his fast, then thereafter, the punishment for that is he must keep 60 fasts, one after the other. 60 fasts, one after the other, to cover up just for that one fast that he has broken in the month of Ramadan. So this aspect of fasting, doing it with a good heart, doing it with a good spirit, encouraging others to also fast during this Mubarak month, is so important. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, and he says, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ zakatun. Everything has a zakat. The word zakat literally translates as purification. That's why zakat is called zakat. Why? When a person gives out his zakat, he purifies his wealth. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, everything has a zakat and a purification. And the purification of our bodies is fasting in the month of Ramadan. That a person, whatever dirt and filth has collected in his bodies, by fasting in the month of Ramadan, it purifies the body from all of this. It gives him good health. Hadith Sharif says, a person who fasts regularly, he'll enjoy good health. Nowadays, you'll find amongst dietitians, buzzword that is used, intermittent fasting. People are all going into this. Women are going crazy over this year to lose weight. The person is keeping 17 hours, 20 hours fast, keeping so long fast just to try and lose weight. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that fasting in the month of Ramadan, it purifies you of all the filth that is in a person's body. So Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq that this Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming, and that we take the maximum out of it, especially when it comes to this aspect of fasting in the month of Ramadan. One day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhum, and he mentioned to them, when Ramadan comes, and the Muslims fast in the month of Ramadan. And then you come to the last day of Ramadan. Last day of Ramadan meaning when the crescent of Eid is sighted. So on that night, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah ta'ala forgives everyone. The whole ummah is forgiven. Everyone who fasted in Ramadan, everybody is forgiven on this night. So the Sahaba Kiram radiallahu anhu asked, Ya Rasulullah, is this Laylatul Qadr? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, this is not Laylatul Qadr. This is just a gift from Allah for those who fasted in the month of Ramadan. Those who kept their fast and their rozas in Ramadan, this is just a gift for them from Allah that Allah ta'ala forgives all their sins just for fasting in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. So my respected elders and friends, as this Mubarak month of Ramadan is now coming on our doorstep, we should try and see that we are ready, especially for this aspect of fasting, that we do it willingly, happily, for the sake of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And as the Quran Sharif mentions, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that the whole purpose of this fasting is for us to adopt taqwa. A person, he understands the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Like a person who is fasting, he's sitting all alone in his business. He's sitting all alone in his shop. There is a fridge there, and there is a bottle of cold water in that fridge. But he will never take that bottle out and drink that water. Why? Even though there's nobody around him, because he knows Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. I cannot break my fast. Even though no one else is watching me, but Allah is watching me. So that taqwa, with regards to fasting that he adopts, with regards to every other command of Allah Ta'ala, he should adopt that taqwa. That Allah is watching me. Allah Ta'ala is looking at me. Allah alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Do we not know that Allah Ta'ala is watching us? Allah is looking at us. So the whole purpose of this fasting in the Mubarak month of Ramadan is for us to adopt this taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, he says that together with fasting we must remember that we're staying away from food and drink. But kam min sa'imin laysa lahu min siyamihi illa al-ju'. There are many people who fast in a month of Ramadan, but unfortunately the only thing that they achieve in this Mubarak month of Ramadan through their fasting is hunger. In other words, that they have left out food and drink, but those things which Allah has commanded them to leave out, they haven't left out. In other words, sins of the eyes, sins of the ears, sins of the tongue, sins of the hands, sins of the feet, sins of the heart, sins of the mind. These sins that a person is commanded by Allah Ta'ala to leave out, then more so in a Mubarak month of Ramadan, we should leave it out so that we achieve the maximum out of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming, inshallah, that we attain maximum out of it and we take full benefit of just one more hadith. I'll just mention, inshallah, before the nikah takes place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that in the month of Ramadan, when a person is fasting in the month of Ramadan, and sometimes what happens is, in English also they say a hungry man is a angry man. So sometimes the temper starts rising in the month of Ramadan. Person is hungry and now he starts losing himself. And he starts getting angry, he starts getting upset. So sometimes when you pick a fight with someone, so Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautifully says it, فَإِنْ سَابَّهُ أَحَدٌ. Somebody wants to quarrel with you, fight with you, swear you, get upset with you. So respectfully just walk away from that fight. فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي رَجُلٌ صَائِمٌ, and tell him that I'm fasting. Please just stay away from me. I don't want to get involved in any fights and arguments. This fighting and arguing, quarreling, bickering with one another, in the words of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, in Fazail Amal, he writes this. He says, this fighting and quarreling and arguing, it takes all the barakat away from our lives. All the barakat in our lives are gone. Husband and wife fighting, brothers fighting, sisters fighting, father, son, children, all fighting, neighbors fighting, musalli is fighting. This fighting, arguing, quarreling, we should stay far away from this. And especially more so now that we're coming up to Shab-e Barat, the 15th night of Shaban, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive the whole ummah, except for those people who had some fight and argument, and they're not prepared to reconcile. This one has walked away, that side, that one has walked away, this side. I'll never speak to you, you don't speak to me. If I die, you don't come for my janazah. If you get sick, I'll never visit you. Such kind of fighting and arguing and enmity no Muslim should have in his heart. So now that this Mubarak month of Ramadan is coming, this one message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as this Mubarak month is coming, then we should try and clean our hearts out from all kinds of enmity, hatred, bughz, adawat for any person. And don't get involved in any kind of fights and arguments. Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ qalu salama. Anybody wants to pick a fight and argument with you, respectfully, assalamu alaikum, and just walk away from there. We don't get embroiled in these fights and arguments. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Just one announcement to make. Tomorrow night, inshallah, after Maghrib Salah, there's going to be a youth program taking place in the masjid. So we request all our youth to come, and everybody who knows anyone, who we can bring them for the program, inshallah. If you try and bring them for the program, it will be very beneficial for us all, inshallah. So nikah will take place.